Hello everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode of Sunstrap's Very Cat Podcast. Are you ready? So, today I thought I would do a bit more of the advent calendar, the Wirecats advent calendar, on the website. Because it is currently the 10th of December and we have... Wait, is it the 10th of December? Oh yeah, it is. But for some reason, the 10th isn't there yet. So I don't know why that is, but we've got three anyway. So we'll just, number seven, we have, well, it's loading. I also want to say I have a new podcast now. It is about the good game Cookie Run Kingdom, because I am into that. And I don't know why I decided to make a podcast about it. I just wanted to. It is called Cookie Run Kingdom, the ultimate podcast, and was created quite recently with no episodes just yet, but I'm getting there. Anyway, for the seventh day of the advent calendar, I think there is a, yeah, like a little story, I think? Yeah, no, I'll read it out. It is called Bristle Frost, a tribute by the story team. Over the years, countless clan cats have come and gone. Most live typical royal lives, after which they are remembered mainly by their kin and friends. But others leave behind a legacy that endures well past their lifetime. Bristle Frost is such a cat. When Ivypool and Fernsong had their first litter of kits, including Thriftkit and Flipkit, they could not have known that their third offspring, Bristlekit, would come to be so important, not only to fund a clan, but to all clans. As a pawer, she proved to be a talented apprentice who thrived under Rose Petal's mentorship. But it was the day that she saved a young root pawer from drowning in a frozen lake that started her on a path toward her destiny. While Bristlefrost's courage and ingenuity made her the object of root pawer's affections, her heart lay elsewhere. At the time, she had hoped to become mates with her clanmate, Stemleaf. When he rejected her advances, Bristlefrost was heartbroken. But rather than wallow in her pain, she decided to dedicate herself to becoming the best warrior she could possibly be. Unfortunately, what she didn't know was that Ashbur's spirit had taken control of her leader Bramblestar's body, which would make life in Thunderclan difficult for her. He enlisted Bristlefrost to spy on her fellow clanmates and turn them in if they were caught breaking the royal code. This role did not endear her to her clanmates, who viewed her with suspicion. However, Bristlefrost, being a perceptive cat, soon realized that Ashfur was an imposter. And when Stemleaf and Spotfur began a group to rebel against him, she volunteered to act as a double agent. So that's basically a bit about Bristlefrost. Fearing that the rebels would kill Bramblestar's body, making it impossible for the real Bramblestar to ever return, Silverflight begged Bristlefrost to protect the imposter. Even though Bristlefrost knew this would put her at odds with the rebel group, whose newfound trust she would risk losing, she agreed. During the attack, she did her best to protect the imposter for Squirrelflight's and Bramblestar's sake, without hurting any of the rebels. Sadly, Stemleaf, the cat Bristlefrost had once loved, did not survive the battle. Sad. I remember reading about this not long ago, actually. In Spotfur's Rebellion, I think. Yeah. But Bristlefrost hardly had time to grieve his loss. After the imposter was finally revealed and imprisoned, Bristlefrost joined the quest to seek out the sisters in hopes that they could locate the real Bramblestar among the spirits. It was on this quest that Bristlefrost fully realized her feelings for Rootspring, which were mutual. Though she was conflicted over the thought of leaving her clan for him, she ultimately decided that she couldn't do it. Her loyalty to her clan was too strong. Still, after Rootspring was dragged through the moon pool into the dark forest, Bristlefrost didn't hesitate to enter the barren spiritual plane a second time with Shadow Sight to come to Rootspring's rescue. When she found him primarily because of the pull of their deep feelings for each other, she saved him once again from a fight to the death with Snowtuft, orchestrated by Ashfur. Together they helped to reunite the real Bramblestar with his body, free Stemleaf of Ashfur's mind control, and re-establish the connection of StarClan by using the power of hope to unravel the vines that blocked the entrance. Bristlefrost never managed to persuade the Dark Forest cats, Maggottail, Red Willow, and Sparrowfeather, to turn on the imposter and join their side. That's the third part. But before we go on, I just want to say audio warning because it's really early for me and I don't think I'm too well, so my voice might be a little on the edgy side. Anyway, the cold that gripped her seemed at last to let her go. She closed her eyes and in her last moment felt only warmth, only love. That's what happened in A Light and Mist. Oh, it's the sizzle in that. Okay. In the end, it was Bristlefrost who, in true warrior fashion, brought the battle to its conclusion. Just as Ashra was about to kill Shadowsight by dumping his unconscious body into the depths of the black water, Bristlefrost leapt at the imposter, pushing him off the cliff to plummet into the deadly waters below. But to Roots Being's horror, she sacrificed her own life in the process. Though Bristlefrost's passing was heartbreaking, it was not in vain. Because of her actions and those of the other brave warriors and spirits who fought by her side, the balance between Starkland, the Dark Forest, and the living world was restored. It is no mystery why Roots Being loved Bristlefrost so much that he was prepared to leave Skyclan behind and become a Thunderclan cat to be with her. Alas, the life he envisioned for them would never come to pass. As we know, when a cat perishes while in the Dark Forest, they are gone for good, body and soul. Such an end seems incredibly unfair for a cat so deserving of happiness, but thanks to Bristlefrost's heroism, bravery, selflessness, and love, her memory will live on forever. The cats owe her an eternal debt of gratitude. She was truly a light in the mist. That's it. That was a very long paragraph and a lot of reading for me. But yeah, nice. Now that is done. Number 8, sneak peek of the Series 3 Royal Cat mini figurine, including Scourge and Squealflat. Let's look into this. I was going to have a break. I need to, blow my nose and stuff. Okie dokie, I am back. And we are back on the advent calendar. Sneak peek, Royal Cat Series 3 minifigures, including Scourge. We know you've been waiting to hear which characters are coming next to our collection of Royal Cat figurines. Well, today's the day, people. We're delighted to show you a sneak peek of the 6 characters coming to the store in just a few days. As you may have already guessed, we have Ashfur and Mudclaw, Skullfly and Scourge, and Yellowfang and Ivypool. Yes, Yellowfang, I need to buy that. How's that for a Christmas treat? We'll let you know as soon as the cats land in the store so you can snap them up in time for the holidays. Watch this space. Oh, and then it's got a bunch of pictures. Nice. Wow, the school flight one looks like she's on fire. Ooh, interesting. I just punched my mic. Oh, there's the Scourge with his one little white paw. Nice. Wait, Scourge is a nip in his ear. Okay. So the school flight. Who's that? Is that Ivypool? Oh, I can't really tell. That must be Yellow Thing, maybe. No, maybe that's Yellow. Anyway. Okay. Number 9. Here's your chance to have your own cat featured on the hub. What? Let me look at this interesting stuff. But yeah, go check out Cookie One Kingdom, the ultimate guide. Or if you want to friend me on Cookie One Kingdom as well, my name is Sunstripe 2, I think. Yeah, capital S. Okay, still loading. Oh, also, please enter the fanfiction clan competition because we need another clan. We got one entry, so I think Bevahar and I are gonna maybe extend the time so it goes on for at least another 10 or so days, but we're not sure on that. Today's your last day, maybe. So please hurry and enter it because it's not hard. You just have to fill out the form. I'll have it again in the link. I'll have it again in the description. Okie dokie. The holiday season is upon us. It's once again time to celebrate the furry friends in your life. We're creating a gallery of festive kitties to be featured as part of our 2021 advent calendar, and we need you to provide the photos. Using the contact us page, send your photos of your pet cat or any other cats in your life with a little festive flair thrown in. Tell us the name of your cats or cat in the photo and accompany it with a brief sentence telling us what they mean to you. We will have our little elves choosing their favourite pictures, and the more festive and jolly the better. Happy holidays to all of our wonderful fans, and keep an eye on the advent calendar. Your cat might just end up being featured. Please note that we only want to receive pictures of cats. As much as we love our fans, we won't be publishing any pictures of people. By sending your photo over to us, you are giving permission for it to be published on royalcats.com. I'm going to do that. Definitely. And since number 1 is not there, number 10 is not, did I say 1? I think I said 1. Since number 10 is not there, I guess we can't do that just yet. But yeah, we've done those three, which is pretty cool. But yes, that is all for this episode. It was longer than I expected. And yeah, sorry about my voice. It got better, that's for sure. Please email me, enter that competition, check out my other podcasts, and that is it. Goodbye, and thank you for listening to another episode. Sunstripe out. I'm